DPS highlights airborne radiation detection capabilities. Texas Border Business, Austin, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, is highlighting a unique capability within its Aircraft Operations Division, AOD, that helps safeguard Texans from radiological and nuclear threats. By pairing advanced airborne detection technology with the expertise of the Commercial Vehicle Enforcement, CVE, Division's radiation, nuclear team, DPS is enhancing its ability to detect potential threats from the air while supporting homeland security missions across Texas. The airborne detection program integrates specialized radiation detection sensors mounted on DPS helicopters with real-time data transmission, enabling air crews to rapidly survey large areas and provide immediate information to personnel on the ground. The capability has already supported security operations at major events, including FIFA-related venues in Houston and Dallas, and will be used in upcoming security planning for other large-scale public events in Texas. Watch a video from the Texas DPS below. National Aviation Day is an opportunity to recognize not only the dedicated men and women who take to the skies every day, but also the evolving role aviation plays in protecting Texans, said Aircraft Operations Division Chief Pilot Stacy Holland. Our aircraft are more than transportation platforms, they're force multipliers. By integrating advanced radiation detection technology into our helicopters, we're able to support our law enforcement partners with faster situational awareness, greater coverage, and another layer of protection for the public. The airborne radiation detection equipment was acquired through the City of Houston's Securing the City's STC federal grant program, managed by the Houston Office of Homeland Security. Working alongside the Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Service of THP Division, aircraft operations personnel developed a plan to modernize and deploy the system aboard the department's Bell 412 helicopter. The project included installing specialized mounting equipment, integrating real-time data transmission via satellite connectivity, and validating the system through extensive calibration and training. Protecting Texas from radiological and nuclear threats requires strong partnerships and constant innovation, said Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Major Omar Villarreal. Our radiation, nuclear team has years of experience operating detection equipment on the ground. Expanding that capability into the air significantly increases our ability to identify anomalies and support large-scale public events. This partnership with AOD strengthens our preparedness and gives responders another critical tool to help keep Texans safe. DPS Bell 412 helicopter provides the payload capacity necessary to carry the specialized detection equipment while transmitting sensor data in real time, eliminating the need to wait until after a flight to analyze results. The capability allows DPS to rapidly establish radiation baselines around stadiums, transportation corridors, and other critical infrastructure while supporting state and local homeland security partners. Although the system remains in its operational onboarding phase, it has already been used to conduct baseline surveys around FIFA venues in Houston and Dallas. During testing, expected readings have been detected near hospitals and other facilities that legally use radioactive materials, confirming the system's sensitivity and effectiveness. As DPS continues expanding the program, the department plans to deploy the technology aboard both its Bell 412 and Bell 407 helicopters, further strengthening Texas's ability to detect and respond to emerging homeland security threats from the air. About the Aircraft Operations Division, AOD. DPS AOD is one of the largest airborne law enforcement units in the country, with 13 duty stations, 27 aircraft with state-of-the-art technology, and more than 100 personnel. AOD is composed of 50 police pilots and 35 tactical flight officers, TFOs. AOD is responsible for licensing, training, and regulating over 400 of the department's UAS Remote Pilot in Command, RPIC, program. The department owns over 420 UAS systems, drones, which are used in missions such as border security, capital security, traffic accident reconstruction, and crime scene investigation, along with many others. AOD pilots and TFOs are commissioned DPS officers, except for three non-commissioned pilot positions. Pilots hold a minimum commercial pilot license with instrument ratings and receive recurring pilot training from the AOD training staff. During their time at DPS, Pilots also receive additional training in both airplanes and helicopters for Certified Flight Instructor, CFI, Certified Flight Instrument Instructor, CFII, Multi-Engine and Airline Transport Pilot, ATP, ratings. DPS AOD was voted the Excellence in Police Aviation Award by the International Association of Chiefs of Police, IACP, 4 times in the last 15 years. AOD is a cornerstone of DPS, playing a vital role in everyday operations. Click here to view footage of the technology. #HQ2026-88